Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Have you felt the increased tension in the workplace with not having enough people, more work, no time, and more stress? Well, in this episode of eLaborate Topics podcast, we're going to discuss why it's important to break that pattern now and look at ways to focus on happiness in the workplace. Welcome to eLaborate Topics podcast. eLaborate Topics podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson, Stephanie Whitehead, and other guests bring you topics to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. And today I'll be your host. And for those who don't know me, I'm Lona Small, and I'm a quality assurance specialist in the core lab at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. I'm an executive coach and trainer at LabOpex Training and Consulting, where I coach lab leaders and executives to find business and holistic solutions to their leadership team challenges so they feel fulfilled and operate at their highest levels as lab operational excellence leaders. And I'm so excited about today's episode. So why is it important to create happiness in the workplace? In today's episode, we'll learn the important benefits. I call it the return on investment when you create happiness in the workplace and why it's worth your while. I found myself stressed, overwhelmed, as I stood outside my manager's office. My heart was pounding and my palms were sweaty. I could not figure out how to solve the staffing challenges we were having. And after talking to my manager, she looked at me and she said, "You better figure it out," because I had to learn all this by the seat of my pants. You see, I was a new supervisor. I was actually getting this job a few months after graduating college, and I was scared. So as a new supervisor, everything was new to me. Although I had previous leadership roles, this was different. I was in a new country. The actual job was new to me. There was new team culture, different technology, different workflow, different challenges. And there was hardly any training for me and no orientation. I had to hit the ground running. And I was also expected to train new staff members. So, of course, I was overwhelmed and I couldn't come up with any ideas to fix the problem that I was having. All I was thinking was how stressed I was. And I gave that job a year. With time, I got to figure things out, but I was not happy. And so I left my position within just over a year. And so my next position was in a totally different organization. It was run by nuns. And I noticed such a big difference in everything. There's a lot of focus on staff and their well-being. They had a great onboarding program. They had give you opportunity to learn the culture, opportunity to make connections with your teams, with other teams. They painting, there was this idea of what the mission was, and it allowed you to really understand what the organization stood for. And it allowed you to make some connection with what you're doing, what you're, the part you're playing, and with the part of the organization. So you could actually connect to the big picture. The thing was, they allowed, it was a lot of project-based work. And so the team in the lab really felt connected with the rest of the hospital. Another thing that was funny was that they had quarterly events. So you would go outside. It was almost like a farmer's market, set up tents, have food. You just go pick your lunch. You can walk around. You can chat. You could go to a quiet place if you want. But they made it so relaxing and so much fun. There were even rooms for reflections and prayer. This was really a happy place. And the funny thing about this, it was over 20 years ago, but they got it. And I saw that contrast in how I felt and how I look forward to going to work, how I shined in my department, how I grew, how I felt challenged to do more. I felt I was contributing more than the role that I was in as a supervisor and as a leader. And so what I realized that only maybe a few years now that this has become such a commonplace discussion, because say 5, even 10 years ago, even just before the pandemic, if I was going to have a discussion about happiness as a strategic objective in the lab, everybody would dismiss it as just unnecessary fluff. Like, look, we need to focus on the work. We need to get this work going. But now people are realizing the importance of happiness in the workplace as actually a ROI, as so much benefit. And I'm going to go through that today. So there's so much changes right now in the workplace, but I realized that even with the short staff, there's all these new automation, all these new IT upgrade, the increased workload, and yet we have limited staffing. So on top of the stress, there's the major elephant, all the changes that took place because of the pandemic, all of the stress that we are carrying because of the pandemic, in addition to all of this. So people are now realizing the importance of well-being. Staff are prioritizing their well-being and their happiness, and they're choosing self-care over everything else. So in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the 10 benefits of creating a happy workplace, a happy lab. And I'm going to go straight into it. So the first benefit of having a happy workplace is less conflict. So if you have happier teams, having better human connection, there's more respect and civility that happens in the workplace. So you actually have to use less time to be resolving conflict in the workplace when your team is a happier team. Less conflict. So that also leads to a better work environment. So you're creating less stress, and, you know, basically it's more a stress-free environment when there's not gossip, when there's not conflict, when there's not drama, when you're not trying to fix all of that problem. Less conflict. The second thing is increased creativity and innovation. So with more ease, you tend to be able to think easier. You tend to be able to come up with more ideas to solve problems. For me, that was a major challenge in my job. When I started out, when I was like, I could not figure out how I was going to solve these challenges with staffing, how to set up my schedules, I was so stressed. I didn't feel prepared, and that created even more stress for me. So in a happy environment, there's more creativity, more innovation, more ease to think, to solve problem, more reflex when there is a challenge to deal with them. There's a feeling of autonomy to make decision. And that's an important human drive when you feel as if you can solve problem. And of course, it's gonna feed into the overall productivity in terms of quality and quantity work. And we'll go a little bit more into that when it comes to productivity. Another benefit of having a happy workplace is people are more likely to collaborate. And when you collaborate, you're bringing up solutions again. Collaboration happens when you feel more connected. You now can solve bigger problems not only for your lab, but how bigger problems to show how your lab can solve problems in your organization. When you're collaborating, you're building trust. And again, you're increasing productivity. And that keeps coming up. The fourth benefit of having a happy workplace is that you enjoy the work. There's some meaning. You're connecting meaning to what you do. You know, when you're enjoying your work and you're connecting meaning to what you're doing, you're connecting your purpose to what you're doing. Now we're having more motivated team members. You don't have to, if you're a leader, you don't have to be working harder to motivate. And it's very difficult to motivate people who are not self-motivated. So you're already winning with already motivated team members. Great to have them on the team. And of course, again, likely to produce excellent work. When you're motivated, you're connected to the meaning of why you're there and you're enjoying the job. The fifth thing is the creating that environment of positive energy. When more people are happy, you're creating an environment of positive energy. So it's contagious. Now, who doesn't want to go to work when there's an environment of positive energy? Happy people are contagious. There are people who are in that they call a flow state where they're producing and they're happy, there's less friction. And then happy people, because they're contagious, happy people produce more happy people. So you're creating that culture of happiness in your team. So there's now creating that culture that you would want to work in, an environment of positive energy. The sixth thing is you reduce the overwhelm. The overwhelm that we start out with, the overwhelm that everybody knows that's happening right now, with less people, more automation, there's all these new things that's being introduced, the IT upgrade, all of that that's causing the overwhelm. Now, when you're happy and the way you approach the task, you're reducing the overwhelm. It helps to reduce stress. And as we know, that same positive energy that we talk about, that actually caused the stress to seep away. So I remember, and I know it's so important to reduce the overwhelm. I remember when I was working in Jamaica, there were different environments when I knew those were environments where there's less stress. And although my work environment was not really stressful, any work that you do, you're going to feel some form of stress. It may not be like a ongoing stress, but what I used to do after work was just go and walk on the beach. When you're in an environment where there's less stress, there are more people that's laughing, happy, you see the kids that's playing, this like fun environment, it allows any stress to seep away. So we want to create an environment where there you're reducing the overwhelm. And so what are some of the things that can be done to create that environment where you're reducing the overwhelm? So you can, for me, I learned to go to the beach in my head. For you may probably walk out and go and do a nature walk, whatever it is. But there's once you have ways in which to reduce the overwhelm, that's important. And I talk about the workplace that I used to contrast the stressful work and the one that was not stressful. There were rooms where people could go in to have quiet time, to have prayer. So that's so important. When there's a happy workplace, you're actually reducing the overwhelm. Another benefit is that you have a better chance for career progression and recognition. So, because you're innovative, because there's less conflict, because there's more productivity and better collaboration, that helps to allow for career progression. And when I say there's career progression and there's recognition for your lab can be recognized within your health system for the productivity, for innovation, for creativity, for some of the things that your happy team can produce because of the happiness in the workplace. So you can be recognized and you can have opportunity to grow in your career. Another great thing that we're talking about a lot is less likely to leave the job. And I'm not saying that if you're totally happy in your job, you cannot leave, but you're less likely to leave because there are other reasons people leave. They may have to move out of town. They may get to the point where there is another job opportunity that will allow them to grow. But when you're happy in the workplace, you're less likely to leave. And we know because there's so much discussion about retention. And we as a team in the Elaborate Topics podcast, Taiwana, Stephanie, and myself will be speaking at LabVine at the end of this month. And we are going to be talking about retention in the workplace. And it's so important to look at this, and I know everyone is looking at it, but when your team is likely to leave, you're saving on money, the cost of turnover, the cost of recruiting, the cost of losing the culture that you spend time to develop, the cost of losing the knowledge. So when you have staff staying, now you're retaining the knowledge. And so that's so very important as a benefit, you're less likely to leave. Another benefit is less chance of error. Like we talk about in the flow state, when you're happy, you're in the zone, you're working, you're more relaxed, you're focused, you have a clearer mind, a clearer thought process. So, in terms of error, it's less likely, it's easier for you to catch possibility of error. So, for a happy workplace, less likely to have error. And as a lab, who don't want to reduce errors? Who don't want to have a good reputation in your lab as less likely for error? And another benefit is that ripple effect. Number 10, the ripple effect that will be felt not only in the workplace, but outside of the workplace. So for a happy team member, you're taking your happiness home. I know what it feels like to take the stress home. Know what it feels like to take the stress outside of the workplace. And I'm sure a lot of us already know, especially leaders. Many times leaders are now working the bench, trying to multitask, do all this stuff. But if you're happier, you end up with a happier home life, because now you're not going home to continue with the complaints, take it home with the stress, right? Because you know how it bleeds inside of the home and everywhere else. You're happier with your friends. You can enjoy the time with your friends instead of they're talking about venting and complaining about what's happening at work. And you have more focused time with people. So these are 10 benefits. And I know just listening to this, you can see that there are so many more benefits that you can get from just having a happy workplace. So I'm going to just go over these quickly so that I don't know if you were writing, but I'm going to go over these 10 benefits. So there are less conflict in the workplace, number one. Number two, increased creativity and innovation. Number three, more likely to collaborate. Number four, enjoy work and connects with work with meaning and purpose and what you do. Number five, you have an environment of positive energy. Number six, you're reducing the overwhelm. Number seven, better chance of career progression and recognition. Number eight, less likely to leave. Number nine, less chance of error. And number 10, the ripple effect outside of work. And I know some people may be saying, happiness, that's too frivolous. Some people still think so. But I want to clarify a little bit about happiness, that people may confuse happiness with, okay, let's have food during lunch. Of course, you're stressed out. You don't feel well prepared to do your job. You're not trained, but let's feed you. So let's have food, let's have fun. And I call it the pizza party. You know, I've had episode that says the pizza party does not always cut it. And yes, I know it's important to have fun, to have food. I told you about my contrasting workplace where we would go outside and they'll have food and there's connection. So yes, it's important to have these fun times where you're making connections with people in the workplace to reduce the stress. But genuine happiness comes with finding meaning, as we say, in your job. Meaning in your job and your accomplishments, having deep connection at work, being treated fairly, having the right training and orientation and tools to do your job, having the autonomy to make decisions, being challenged to learn and to grow. So that's real happiness. So I usually challenge you to do something first. There's a lot of information. So how do I really start? And what I'll challenge you how to start is to first just look at your orientation program. Right? Look at your onboarding program, your onboarding and your training program, and see if it's focused on preparing your new hire to have a sense of connection? Does it allow them to use their skills to connect it to the bigger mission of your organization so they feel that sense of meaning and purpose? Will they be able to challenge themselves to grow? Will they have that sense of autonomy to make decisions? Will there be opportunities to connect and to get to know their team in different environments? These are just a few questions that I'm asking you when you're preparing your onboarding program. But also, if you're going to try to recreate that environment in the lab to have a happy lab, and not only a happy lab, but a happy operational excellence lab. And so it was a pleasure talking to you on this episode of Elaborate Topics podcast about happiness in the workplace. And thank you so much for listening. And so you can listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or on your favorite podcast platform. And so we are so happy that we are also collaborating with Labvine. So you can also find us on Labvine. So on Labvine, you can register free and you have access to so many free resources, including Elaborate Topics podcast. So join Elaborate Topics podcast also on LinkedIn and email us at directimpactbroadcasting.com with any questions or suggestions for any new topics to listen to. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you can submit a request when you log in to directimpactbroadcasting.com. And for me, if you want to learn more about how you can be an operational excellence lab leader, especially creating a culture for yourself and for your team where your team is happy and you can produce more. And just as a leader, if you want to any help with any challenges that you're having, you can send me a message on LinkedIn and I will help you with any of these challenges that you may have. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm looking forward to you listening to other episodes of directimpactbroadcasting.com, and please reach out if you have any questions.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.